Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, joining us now in the studio is our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who has some ideas about chicken. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Chicken.
Chicken.
It's what's for dinner, maybe, a lot of the time for a lot of people. But why chicken?
Yeah, it is what's for dinner for a lot of people. It seems to be the go-to dinner for families that are rushing, for people that are rushing. Apparently, according to the USDA, in 2013, the average American ate 57.7 pounds of chicken per person compared to 53 pounds of beef and 43 pounds of pork. So it is been extremely popular for quite a while now. You ask yourself why. I mean, part of it is that there are so many different cuts, and in most grocery stores, they're already cut up for you, so it's a quick dinner. You can get a homemade chicken dinner on the table in about 30, 45 minutes. That's pretty great.
And there are so many things you can do with it.
It is wildly versatile, and it doesn't feel like, you know, sometimes if you buy a rib of beef or something, that's like a dinner party. But a chicken, to me, I have to say, when I'm feeling kind of glum, which never happens, but, you know, if it were to happen, I would roast a chicken because that is my absolute most comfort. Makes me feel like all is right with the world. And I have to also say that roasting a chicken is hard to screw up. However, there are several tips I could give you.
Such as?
Well, here's what I do, at least. I always stick a lemon in the cavity. And what it does is doesn't turn it into lemon chicken, but it flavors from the inside out. Just cut a little X in it so it doesn't explode. Put it in the cavity. I also like to take some butter or even olive oil with chopped garlic and herbs, and I tuck it in between the breast meat and the skin. There's a little pocket there, and you just push it in. And what that does is it kind of bastes the chicken as it roasts. I love to make a roast chicken very hot. I'll start it out at about 450, and then after about 20, 30 minutes, when it's really crispy and brown, I bring it down to 325. But roast chicken is just the beginning, as you can see the dishes in front of you.
And let's talk about one of them. This is a beautiful chicken with lemon and olives.
Lemon, olives, and capers. So this is primarily chicken thighs. You can buy boneless chicken thighs, cut them in half, or you can use any part of the chicken that you like. When I was a kid, I always had chicken breast. It was just like what I did. But now I find chicken thighs are so much juicier and they stay moist for much longer. So what I did was I browned the chicken, coated in a tiny bit of flour, browned it, put it in that in an oven-proof skillet or a gratin dish, then threw some white wine, capers, lemon, and olives in the pan, threw it on top, and roasted it.
It's like a piccata.
It is a version of a piccata, which is one of my absolute favorites.
You also have here a chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, I never bring you sandwiches, but I love a good sandwich, and what a perfect midday meal. I've been making a lot of soup, and I make a lot of chicken stock, so you have this whole chicken left over after you make stock. And what do you do with it? So I make chicken salad. So that is fresh chicken meat that it was cooked to make a stock with good crunchy bread, as you'll hear. And I tossed it with fresh lemon juice, a lot of fresh herbs, and chopped up homemade pickles. You could use any type of pickle, a dill, sour, bread and butter pickles. And then I put arugula, and it's on a ciabatta or a crusty piece of bread. And when I was a little girl, there was a place in New York City called Mary Elizabeth. It was a tea room for ladies. And my grandmother used to take me there, and they made a chicken salad sandwich that I never forgot.
You know, one of my favorite things to have that involves chicken is a chicken parm.
Love it.
And I know that you have an interesting recipe.
I do. So this came from my friend Ronnie Maddalena. You double dip it. You whip some eggs in a bowl. And then in another bowl, you have panko or good breadcrumbs. You take the chicken pieces. You dip it in the eggs and then in the seasoned breadcrumbs. Then back into the eggs. Then back into the breadcrumbs. And what happens is that you develop this gorgeous crust. You saute them, and then you put them in a pan on top of some tomato sauce and bake them with some grated Parmesan cheese. To die for!
You know, by the way, I think we've talked about this before, but one of my favorite things to eat of all time, although I have it maybe once a year, is a coq au vin.
You've talked about this. You said that your mother made it for you and that you I love it too. It's kind of another more sophisticated comfort. It's a chicken stew, of course, with red wine and mushrooms and pearl onions. It's such a delicious dish.
As a person, Kathy, who has traveled and sampled a lot of different foods and made a lot of them, do you think, as they say, everything kind of tastes like chicken?
That's so funny because I love when people say that. I don't. I mean, there's a certain texture to chicken. You know, I remember the first time somebody actually served me frog's legs and I was so horrified. And the way that people get you to eat things is they say, go on, try it. It tastes like chicken.
Yeah. And did it?
I don't even want to talk about it. Not my favorite. Although if there's enough garlic, I'll eat anything.
I can tell you this right now. There is no way we're going to be doing a segment with Kathy about frog's legs.
Good point.
It right now.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, as they say.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we'll link you to the recipes for some of these chicken dishes at hereandnow.org. By the way, Kathy's got a new book out as well. It's called Soup Swap, Comforting Recipes to Make and Share. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.